Hello. Welcome to Healthy Disruptions, a podcast about health and health inequities across our diverse communities in Southern California.
In this podcast, we speak with community members, students, researchers, and leadership to bring you the real experts on health disparities.
Join us each month as we discuss local issues as they are happening and highlight members of our communities who are seeking better health for themselves and their communities.
And welcome to Healthy Disruptions, the podcast that raises awareness on pressing health disparities. This episode will cover the importance of free clinics on the health of underserved communities. Get ready to dive deep into this important topic because we're about to learn some great information. I'm Stephanie Sandoval, health educator at the Center for Healthy Communities, your host for today. And joining me is Selena Hernandez, community relations specialist at the Center for Health Disparities Research.
Hi, Stephanie. Thanks for the introduction. In today's episode, we will be discussing a local free clinic that was established by some very bright students right here in Riverside, California.
But before we get into it, we want to let our listeners know a little bit of background information about the free clinic. More and more people in Riverside and San Bernardino counties are going without health insurance, which is not a good sign because when people don't have insurance, they're less likely to go to a doctor for checkups, or to even take the steps to prevent health problems. This often means that children and adults might not be getting the best health care they need and are at risk for developing chronic illnesses or diseases.
And in efforts to connect community members with access to free health and wellness care for everyone, regardless of their insurance or citizenship status, a group of young individuals took the initiative and established the Riverside Free Clinic, also known as RFC. RFC is a nonprofit organization that provides free wraparound health and wellness care to the underserved populations in the Inland Empire every other Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. at the First Congregational Church of Riverside on Mission Inn Avenue. We'll provide the schedule and address information in the show notes for those of you who are interested in attending.
Thank you for mentioning that, Selena. I would also like to add that when providing these services, RFC also presents the opportunity for direct hands-on training for future healthcare professionals. That includes medical, graduate, and undergraduate students. So basically, the Riverside Free Clinic has two main aspects to it. The first is providing services to the community free of charge, and the second is offering training to future healthcare professionals. We're fortunate to have two members of the Riverside Free Clinic to provide more insight into the clinic and services. Please welcome Donna Elguzi and Adamari Macias Cardona. We'd love to allow you both to say a few words before we dive deeper into our discussion.
Thank you for having us. It's quite amazing to be a part of this. I can't wait to answer all your questions.
Yeah, my name is Donna, and yeah, we're really excited to be a part of this, and we're really curious to see what you guys would like to know about RFC.
Thank you both so much for joining us today. We're super excited to learn more about RFC. So my first question to you all is, we understand that the clinic is student-led. Can you please explain what interested you in joining RFC and how long you plan to be a part of this clinic?
Yeah, of course. So RFC works for the underrepresented community within the Inland Empire. The undergraduate students and other students involved, we learn more about the health disparities and the importance of readily available healthcare within our community. For us undergraduate students specifically, it really allows us to be better prepared for the future, as a lot of us do want to work with patients. And more importantly, we want to work with patients with varying identities and backgrounds that might change a patient's circumstances. And accounting for those aspects in a controlled setting with providers, students, and teachers allows us to try to give the best services possible to the Inland Empire and the community around us. For many of the undergraduate students, we have the option of working in the clinic up to 3 years, even post-grad. So it's a wonderful opportunity, and it's a long-term commitment that really allows us to get involved with the community. And I think that's one of the biggest appeals to RFC for many students across undergraduate, medical, pharmacy, and even nursing.
Yeah, thanks for that breakdown. So our listeners are probably curious about the services that RFC provides. Can you provide a more in-depth explanation about it?
Of course. So RFC really does pride on the services. We've grown a lot over the last decade. We currently are offering medical, dental, psychiatric services, as well as counseling. Within this last few years, we've been able to partner up with Planned Parenthood, HIV testing, and we've been able to have lab services and medication for many of our patients, especially ones with chronic conditions such as diabetes or hypertension. As an undergraduate, one of my points of pride is our committees, which is made of undergraduate students. So those committees involve nutrition, social services, stress relief, dermatology, and more. If you'd like to learn about the specific committees at RFC, feel free to reach out to our website or our Instagram. But the services that we offer, we really try to get a all-around healthcare so that any patient who is coming to RFC, even if they don't need all the services at the moment, there's at least one or two that they can account for. RFC does, again, work with an underrepresented community and oftentimes a community without medical insurance, or sometimes they only have medical insurance for medical services and not dental, or their medical insurance will only cover this, or they don't have any at all. So for us, and a big point of pride is really, really making sure we have kind of that all-around healthcare available for our patients.
Thank you so much, Donna. It's wonderful to hear how much RFC has expanded, and you're not only have, those healthcare services, but you're offering a more holistic approach to healthcare. So that's wonderful. And in regards to the clinic, does the schedule always stay the same? Does it change to every other Wednesday, or how does that work? How do you determine your schedule?
So for us, our clinic tends to stay every other Wednesday. We usually are taking patients from 5 to 7 p.m., depending on the day. For updates on those, of course, please reach out to our Instagram at UCRRFC or to our website to get the specifics. For updates on the clinic, I would really recommend the Instagram, as we try to post to every upcoming clinic the exact services we offer, whether it be Planned Parenthood, HIV services. Sometimes we get special social services coming in to see us. The reason we make it every other Wednesday is that so we are always prepared for the next clinic, and we are always able to, bring our best quality and bring our best efforts. Again, we work to always improve our clinic. So kind of having that week every other week for the clinic allows us to kind of work and improve every time our patients are able to visit us.
All right, so earlier you mentioned the several committees that are part of RFC. Can you please elaborate where those committees are or how they help with clinic flow, things of that nature?
Yeah, of course. So first, I really want to highlight our committees because we have grown a lot. We have diabetes, fundraising, hygiene, intake, labs, lung health, medical Spanish, needy meds, pharmacy, research, which is me and Edamari, social services, and stress relief. So you can imagine there's quite a few committees and quite a few teams of undergraduate students. I think the importance of the committees is that we really get to work with medical students and providers to improve and bring more needs to the clinic. So the new committee that we actually implemented this year is the dermatology committee, as the clinic and RFC kind of recognize the importance and the need for skin health education as well as skin cancer prevention within the Inland Empire. Committee that I used to work for was specifically labs, and we helped the medical students with either recording or administrating lab work. From my experience, and I think many other members of RFC can agree with me, that the committees are a great way for the undergraduate students to interact with the patients in a very safe setting, as well as allowing them to shadow the medical students and what the providers are doing for educational needs. But I think more importantly, the committees really are a wonderful resource for us to support our own teams, such as pharmacy, the medical staff, or the nursing staff. While they're focusing on the patient's needs and their health concerns, we are able to help the patients with other needs they might have or other concerns they might have. We represent an underserved population again. So things like social services, hygiene, even labs is really, really important for these people. Well, excuse me, for these patients that we work with, because these are services that are not usually offered to them. And again, undergraduate students being able to provide these services gives us an opportunity to be able to educate them as well as kind of learn within our own experiences. And again, to have the medical staff focus on the patient's health concerns.
Thank you so much, Donna, for elaborating on that. It sounds like RFC is a wonderful opportunity for students to become involved. And our audience would prob is probably very curious to know, as a medical graduate or undergraduate student who's interested in volunteering, how do I go about in joining RFC? What's the whole application process?
Thank you for asking that. For applying to be an undergraduate volunteer with RFC, you have to be either a second, third, or fourth year, but you have to be a rising fourth year. So if you're a fourth year now and you're interested in applying to be part of RFC within your gap year, I'm so sorry, but you are not eligible to apply. So applications open out during spring quarter and they close within a month. So it's good to be updated with our Instagram because we'll post about when applications close, information, the info night. So usually it's on a Saturday late at night where we'll hold essentially a meeting with everyone, all the committee officers, where you can come and ask questions, see what you would be interested in volunteering with.
Thanks for sharing the process of just, you know, applying to be a volunteer at RFC. So could you please explain, like, as a first-time patient, could you walk us through the walk-in process and what's the best way to prepare for a visit? Or are there any items that someone should bring when they are visiting?
Of course. So I was part of the Medical Spanish Committee for 2 years, so I know very closely how this all works. If you are a Spanish speaker and you are afraid that you might not have the resources necessary or that someone will be able to translate for you, please don't be afraid. We're there for you to help. And so essentially, first thing is you would walk in and you check in. So that would be called intake. Intake, it would be really, really helpful if you could bring an identification. So like an ID and a license, anything that shows your name, your address, your zip codes, something like that. But if you do not have something like this, say, for example, it's someone who's experiencing homelessness, it's not something that is necessary. We do have a little whiteboard where you could write down this information and then we'll put it in. And then after intake, the patient would wait in the waiting area for their name to be called. And then the nursing student would come and call their name and then they would get their vitals checked. And then after that, they would see the medical student. And then the medical student does an assessment of what they need or what they came for. And meanwhile, we have other committees such as the ones Donna mentioned earlier. So for example, if they are in need of food banks or they need housing arrangement or something like that, we do have social services on site that can help with that. We also have, little like toys for them to play with and things like that. So it's very much a welcoming and safe environment for all our patients. We know that it can be a very long process. So just know that a patient could be there from 1 hour to 3 hours, depending on how many patients we are seeing. Sometimes we get a lot of patients. So on those days, you might have a longer wait time. So it's very important that a patient that is considering to attend, that they might want to block out the night. So maybe from like 5 to 10, just make sure that you're free. I'm not saying that everyone finishes at 10, but if you get there later, you might get out later. And then at the end, the doctor is who oversees everything. The medical student chief is the doctor. And then if they need medication or follow-ups, that will be explained to the patient.
Thank you so much for walking us through the clinic flow process from a patient perspective. It was really helpful for us to get a better understanding of it. And I had a question. So it's our understanding that RFC has an annual banquet. Can you please explain the importance of the community supporting RFC in these types of events?
Of course. So thankfully, we partner up with the Country Club. And here we hold this banquet essentially to commemorate everything that our communities, because we are a community, it's a lot of undergraduate volunteers, medical students, nursing students, physicians on hand, which volunteer their time, their Wednesdays, every other Wednesday will be there. So we're just there to celebrate everything that we've done throughout the year. But it also serves as a fundraising opportunity. So we encourage everyone to come out to raise money that will provide the services that we provide for our patients. So with this, we'll buy either supplies or medications and go forward from there. Also, it's really, really beautiful place. If you ever get the chance and you see that it's going on, please join us.
And then, is there any other things you all or you both wish to share about RFC that we did not cover with the listeners?
Yes, I would. As a Hispanic myself, if you are afraid to go out and get care because you feel like your doctor might not understand you or your doctor doesn't understand your cultural perspective of where you're coming from or things like that, I want to make it very clear that at RFC, we understand you and we're here to serve for you. Our doctors on hand, two of them I know speak Spanish and they're really fluent. And so if for some reason you might have questions, they could answer them directly. So just know that we're here to serve you and to care for you because we want to make our medically underserved area better since we understand the struggles personally as a local. So.
Yeah, reflecting back on it, Lori, to anyone in the community, if you need any type of health service, please, please, please feel free to come to RFC. Our medical providers and all the students there are really there to learn and try to become the best medical providers that we can be. The services that we offer is for the benefit of the community, and we always try to the best of our ability to offer as much as we can to our patients because we do recognize the underserved population within the Inland Empire. And we do believe health equity, regardless of age, gender, status, anyone needs a health service. And RFC seems like a liable option. Please come and visit us, whether you are a returning or a new patient. And make sure you stay updated on our Instagram at UCR RFC or on our website as well for the next upcoming clinic or services that we may provide.
Thank you so much, Donna and Adamari, for being here today and representing the Riverside Free Clinic for providing such wonderful and valuable information to all of our listeners.
Thank you for listening to Healthy Disruptions, and a special thanks to Belzar Music for the making of our intro and outro music. This podcast was produced by the Community Engagement and Dissemination Corps of the Center for Health Disparities Research in collaboration with the Center for Healthy Communities at the University of California, Riverside School of Medicine. This episode's content was developed by our team.
For more information and the show notes for this episode, you can also visit our website at healthydisruptions.buzzsprout.com.
And we'll see you next time for some more Healthy Disruptions.